Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
Good afternoon. So first, I want to thank God for my salvation. Thank you to Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie for this amazing ministry and answering the call. Thank you to Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky, for your love, your support, your prayers, and for their genuine heart for people as well. And thank you to my husband. I may not have had this opportunity if I didn't marry him. God had a plan. God's got a plan. God, he knows what he's doing. So I'm going to begin with a scripture, Psalm 105. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you've made. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for your word. Just prepare hearts, Lord, and speak through me. In Jesus' name, amen. So, other words for endure: changeless, never-ending, long, lengthy. In the Bible, there are two meanings for endure. So it could mean endure in the sense of continue or last, or it could mean to bear up under hardship, persecutions, and to persevere beneath a heavy burden. So in Psalm 105, the scripture that I've just read, the enduring there means to dwell, remain, and stay, continue, and last. So through the various seasons of life, through the good times and the not so good, God is with us. He's with us to help us endure. He's with us to help us persevere, push through, keep going. And this scripture also tells us that his truth keeps going to every generation. God's word or his promises are unchangeable. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We can endure through the seasons of life because we know God's love endures forever. He's our strength, our shield, our refuge. God has brought me through some situations before, and he's going to keep doing it. He'll keep bringing me through those trials, through those situations. But that long, drawn-out process in the midst of our trials and in the midst of our situations can feel quite lengthy. It can feel never-ending. It can feel changeless. But isn't our God never-ending? Isn't he changeless? We need to endure through the seasons, praising God, even when we don't feel like it. And I've been there. Lord, I don't feel like praising you today, but I'm going to praise you anyway. And it isn't easy. It isn't easy. But that's how we've got to do it. We've just got to do it even though we don't feel like it. Apostle Paul tells us, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, but of love, but of sound mind. So, women, for us to endure through the seasons of life, we can't give up. It's so easy to revert back to doing things in our own strength, allowing our minds to be just clogged up with so many worries and so many things, so much chaos that's going on around us. We can't give up. But we need to stand on his promises, and we need to keep going. We need to keep moving forward. Amen.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Go to victoryoutreachmanchester.com for more information. See you soon.